WIV, 5:45 and 35 degrees. Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. And here with an answer to all our questions and a solution for all of our problems is Dr. Jason Kanz. Good morning.
Good morning.
No
if
pressure.
Only that nope. were true. Yes.
An answer to all our questions, yeah, and a solution for all our problems. I like that.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be a good tagline. I'm sure somebody could use that in their advertising. I'm just not sure I'm the guy for that.
Yeah. Well, you're our guy. You're the best we got, so.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
So, sleeping. You know how it is? Do you wake up when you sleep, or do you just, is it like a log, or do you just, is it kind of vary?
Well, yeah, so my sleep is odd. Sometimes I sleep straight through. Rarely do I get up and then go back to bed and go to sleep. But the last week or so, I've been getting up really early, and then I can't get back to sleep.
Yeah.
So 3:30, 4 o'clock, and then I'm up. I can't fall back to sleep.
I faced one of those stubborn things. Yeah, 2:20 in the morning,
oof,
waking up, and then, yeah, it was. I really couldn't nod off again. And you're like, this wasn't the plan.
Right, so. Right. Yeah, for sure. And, you know, and then it's kind of like, for me, what will happen is I'll look at, you know, look at my clock or my watch and think, oh, it's 3:45. I got to try to get back to sleep, you know, and then you start worrying about getting back to sleep. And then, you know, eventually you're just like, I'm going to get up anyway. So.
How soon they forget. So Ted Koppel turned 84 yesterday. And
wow.
Dawson does Today in History, and I'll leave him some audio segments. And I left him something, you know, from Koppel, and I did not leave him a pronunciation. And so he ended up saying Koppel, and I messaged him, you know, I'm like, I heard him, and I'm like, it's Kop, you know, just to let him know for future reference.
Yeah, right.
And he's like, I went to the Google pronouncer, and it told me it was Koppel. How
what?
Soon they forget, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
But I,
yeah, that's unusual.
But, and it started out of the Iranian hostage crisis way back in where he was doing these nightly reports on ABC, and it grew into the best late-night journalism, and there's nothing like it now. But I forgot that this was what he—listen, this is Koppel talking about what the show is about.
From the very first night, the executive producer, Bill Lord, and I were trying to put people on the same program who, under normal circumstances, would never talk to each other.
Koppel says,
it became a hallmark of the program. We called it bringing people together who are worlds apart.
I love that. I mean, I remember the show, but he talked about, like, they had on a wife of one of the hostages in the early days with one of the people who were holding them cap. I mean, what a great concept, and don't we need that today?
Man, yeah, for sure. You know, I think of the old nightly news programs, Peter Jennings, Dan Rather, Ted Koppel, Koppel, you know, and yeah, definitely we need that where we can have people coming together around a table, and I don't see that happening very often.
Yeah, bringing people together who are worlds apart. I mean, I know how it works journalistically. You're thinking, like, the people on the extremes, and that'll really set off the fireworks, but I think it just made me think about those groups. I can't remember the exact name, but there are groups that try to do that. Bring people together who hold different views in the same room and just, you know, try to find your common ground, right?
Yeah. I think Gabe Lyons tried to do that with Q, you know, to bring people with different views together. And, yeah, I we probably need more of that. Part of it just feels so threatening, you know, and it's unfortunate that that is the case, that we feel that way.
Yeah. I got to do Front Page for 24 years, but before we started doing that in July of 92, we had done a show, I don't know, we called it Counterpoint, and it was somebody who was pro-life and somebody who supported abortion rights, and we did an hour together. So, yeah, I think I've loved that concept for a long time. So
I can see you loving that concept.
Yeah. Thank you. All right, let's close it out. Let's go for it today. We could use a little scripture heading into the weekend. It's 1 Peter 4.
Okay, 1-6. It says, so then, since Christ suffered physical pain, you must arm yourselves with the same attitude he had and be ready to suffer too. For if you have suffered physically for Christ, you are finished with sin. You won't spend the rest of your lives chasing your own desires, but you will be anxious to do the will of God. You have had enough in the past of evil things that godless people enjoy, their immorality and lust, their feasting and drunkenness and wild parties and their terrible worship of idols. Of course, your former friends are surprised when you no longer plunge into the flood of wild and destructive things they do, so they slander you. But remember that they will have to face God, who stands ready to judge everyone, both the living and the dead. That is why the good news was preached to those who are now dead. So although they were destined to die like all people, they now live forever with God in the Spirit.
All right, tell you what, I'm going to save your devotional commentary on that until Monday. But I want to tackle the one verse there, which is one of the verses I even wanted to be reading in 1 Peter, which is where it talks about that this idea that your friends in your BC life wonder why you don't still join them in the same flood of dissipation. And then I can see that break occurring, but then later we have all the surveys show that Christians then so often aren't really friends with non-Christians, and I kind of go back to that initial break. Thoughts?
Yeah, you know, so I think what jumps out to me there is I think I hear non-Christians speaking poorly about Christians, but unfortunately I also hear the opposite. I think it's how does it look like to live filled with the Spirit in lives of love as we interact with others?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Say that again.
That we, filled with the Spirit, live lives of love toward others.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jason. I'll miss you tomorrow, and we'll
stay
in touch. There we go. All right, before I get to our usual headlines here on a Friday, WWIB, congratulations to the song I Will Be Here. Stephen Curtis Chapman's song, moving on in our SC Squared tournament. That's 7 out of 8 songs now. That one nominated by Mike Linton. Congratulations, Mike. You still have a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Stephen Curtis Chapman concert at the Pablo Center coming up February 22nd.
And again, my goodness, when we look at this bracket, we had one of our closest matchups yesterday. This was one of the least close matchups.
There's
a lot of people coming out to support I Will Be Here.
It was lopsided. We got one more great matchup next hour. You're not going to want to miss that. Magnificent Obsession Against the Change. I mean, two great songs.
All right, let's get back to our Friday morning tradition. Again, where we get you caught up in everything you might have missed in news, sports, politics, and pop culture. We call it Headlines, and here we go.
Kind of is a Super Bowl flavor today, I think. A Russian cosmonaut on Sunday set a world record for total time spent in space.
He hadn't planned to be gone so long, but apparently it's hard to find a parking spot up there, too. Americans will consume 27 billion calories on Super Bowl Sunday.
The only thing getting a workout that day is the TV remote.
Yes, indeed.
3 million smart toothbrushes were hijacked and used to carry out a cyber attack.
Introducing the Colgate CyberSpin brush when you want to stop cavities and steal passwords.
Yikes.
A month after a cabin door panel incident on an Alaska Airlines flight, all Boeing 737 MAX 9 aircraft are back to flying.
They fixed it by adding check for potential giant holes to the pre-flight checklist.
That'll work.
Happy 5th birthday to the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum in Milwaukee, which has the largest collection of bobbleheads in the world.
So, how can you tell the museum from the gift shop? Georgia's Fulton County schools say students allegedly gained unauthorized access to the school's computer systems.
This is what you get when you teach the new STEM curriculum, science, hacking, technology, engineering, and math.
Kids these days.
And finally this morning, researchers say that dolphins can go more than 2 weeks on full alert by letting one half of their brain rest.
It works for dolphins, not so well for Congress.
Yeah.
Those are your headlines. And now you're all caught up. Well, giving us a call here on WWIB is Brian Sullivan, the head of school at Venture Academy. Again, they are opening fall of 2024. Good morning, Brian, and thank you for joining us here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Hey, good morning, Caleb. Thank you for inviting me to be a part of the show this morning.
So we've been hearing a lot about Venture Academy, but for those maybe who haven't yet, what kind of sets apart what you have set out to do, God willing, by bringing this school to the Chippewa Valley? What sets Venture apart? What's the Venture difference?
Well, you know, thank you, Caleb. I think our mission is to empower Christ-centered leaders, designers, and innovators for a world they can't quite imagine. So we're about really equipping and discipling Christian leaders to really, you know, assert themselves and fill a void in their generation as leaders and influencers. You know, I think The other difference is we devoted a significant amount of time to involve as many stakeholders in the Chippewa Valley as possible. So we had over 500 households participate in focus groups, surveys, in really shaping the mission and the kind of strategic direction of the school. You know, we're about, a faith-based curriculum with a decidedly Christian worldview, educational excellence that is measured in academic competencies and research-based innovation. We're really about, we spent a lot of time talking to the business community and really having a future-ready workforce of leaders and innovators, for the Valley and beyond. And, we're going to be focusing on strong character development, establishing that work ethic and perseverance within these students.
Again, we're talking.
So those are just some of the differences, some of the distinctives, the differentiators, if you will, about Venture Academy.
Absolutely. Talking with Brian Sullivan here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, where We Are Family. He's the head of school for Venture Academy. And a couple things before we let you go, Brian. I know we'll be talking in a moment about an open house that's coming up next week. But what have you been hearing? Again, you've had some of these open house events already. What have you been hearing from parents in the Chippewa Valley about this opportunity for their children, but for them as well, too, to be part of this?
Well, Caleb, it's been very humbling. I mean, it's, the outpouring of support and affirmation, about how a school like this is needed in the Valley and the difference that it can make, not only for the families that enroll and are a part of it, but how, a rising tide can float many boats, how it can improve, just through healthy competition, all schools in the Valley, right? And the big winner in that, I think, are the kids in the Chippewa Valley. And so it's just been really exciting to just see the level of momentum, excitement, grandparents, parents, friends of the school who come out and are actively kind of cheering us on and really investing in this. And I will just say this, Caleb, it's been very exciting to see just the level of investment on the part of families in the community, in particular to support tuition assistance. We just on Wednesday received a $100,000 gift designated to scholarships. And so our commitment is to make Venture affordable and accessible to anyone who wants a world-class education, that is Christ-centered for their children.
And finally, again, talking with Brian Sullivan, head of school of Venture Academy, you have an open house coming up this coming Thursday, February 15th, 6:30 p.m. It's hosted at Jacob's Well Church. Quick half a minute here. What can families expect if they come to that open house next Thursday at Jacob's Well at 6:30?
Yeah, a ton of energy and excitement. We'll do the principal and myself will do a brief presentation at 6:30, just kind of a broad overview of the school. We'll take families on a tour. We're in the midst of a $2.2 million renovation, so we're going to show kind of the how we're taking a significant part of the Jacob's Well campus and creating a kindergarten through fifth grade school facility. Beautiful renderings. They'll get a sampling of some of the new technology, the ergonomic furniture that we're going to be used throughout the school. They'll get some Venture swag. We'll have robots out for students to kind of play with and experiment with. And if they can't come this Thursday, February 15th, our next scheduled open house is Sunday, March 17th at 4 p.m. Or give us a call at 715-972-0032.
Well, you had me at robots. Thank you so much again, Thursday the 15th.
They're amazing. They're amazing. They basically steal the show at our open houses.
There you go. Venture-Academy.org. Brian Sullivan, head of school for Venture Academy. Thank you so much for joining us here on WWIB this morning.
Caleb, thank you for the opportunity. Appreciate it so much. Love what you're doing.
There he goes. Thank you again, Brian Sullivan, Venture-Academy.org.
Well, before we get to the best of the week, we have our eighth and final opening round winner, Stephen Curtis Chapman Song Tournament, Caleb.
This one was by just two votes. Again, a combination of WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group voting and those who texted the listener line at 396-1670. It was The Change Against Magnificent Obsession.
It was a battle, but the change just edges out and moves on to face great adventure in the next round.
All right, so that is the final first-round matchup, and starting Monday morning at 7:15, the second-round matchups in the Stephen Curtis Chapman bracket are coming up. Don't forget to get your tickets, echoconcerts.com or WWIB.com under the Events tab. 2 weeks from yesterday night, Stephen Curtis Chapman live in concert.
This week's Best of the Week, stretching from last Friday to this very morning. Let's listen.
Winner in the winter warm-up, Cliff Tickler from Spooner. It did not take him 10 minutes, 37 seconds to call back. It took less than three. Cliff joins us on the line now. Cliff, how are you?
Oh, I'm not doing too bad. Actually, have a little bit of a sinus infection and ear infection going on, but getting on the mend here and feeling better, and even more with this blessing of a heating bill paid. That's awesome.
Yeah, how about that? Glad you were able to hear well enough to hear your name called out, and you called well within the 10 minutes, 37 seconds, and you're eligible for our maximum payout this year of $300. So we're going to send you a check, and the goal is just to bless people, and hopefully we did that.
You absolutely did, and I'm actually going to give credit to the Fields and Ladysmith for sending me a message, because I'd been talking to my wife on the phone, which is where I listen to the radio, so I didn't have it on. And Debbie Field sent me a message, so I think I may be blessing them as well.
And I saw the blueberries Bismarck, and the Bismarck, it had the frosting I like. And I'm like, yeah, I could go with the blueberry. But sure, then I looked at the amount of calories, and hence, little items can have a lot of calories. I saw these numbers, 170 and 500. And in my mind, I wanted to believe that the donut had only 170 calories. I should get it for 79 cents.
Sure.
But right, the fact is, if you read closer, you saw serving size. One third of the donut has 170 calories.
Yeah.
The full thing, 500 calories. Who thinks of one third of a donut as a serving size?
Good morning, Mark. This is Sherry from Whitehall. I am loving this winter. We, as a Wisconsinite, we've seen many, many a winter. We've had plenty of snow, lots of ice, lots of cold. This winter is I think a well-earned break, and I'm enjoying it immensely.
I heard from Dennis a moment ago, and he said, Mark, I'd called you with a prayer request on Friday regarding a young man. He was having surgery due to spina bifida in his back, and it was a lengthy surgery, 12 to 13 hours at the Children's Hospital over there, and it was successful, and this young 13-year-old now got that bump out of his back, and he grew 3 inches as a result of that. How's that, huh? 12 to 13-hour surgery. Appreciate those doctors who are able to do that with the Lord's help. Praise the Lord and thank God for prayers.
This one kind of swung back and forth. I mean, there were some lead changes, ties, et cetera, et cetera. But one song by four votes emerged the victor. The winner is Dive.
Ah.
Dive defeats Stephen Curtis Chapman's. I mean, he wins no matter what.
It's time to warm things up and pay your bills. The WIB Winter Warm-Up. Activated.
Yes, indeed. It is Friday number 3 of the 2024 WIB Winter Warm-Up, and we are getting ready to pay back someone's heating bill. Who will it be? Well, our next contestant is from further up north, from Butternut, Wisconsin. I know Butternut. Yeah, my grandpa lived on Butternut Lake up by Park Falls. So, yeah, I know Butternut. This is fantastic. So our next contestant is Elizabeth Dennison from Butternut. Elizabeth Dennison from Butternut with a heating bill of $285.82. Elizabeth, we want to pay back that entire heating bill. You know what? I was going to play a song, but I think she might be here right now. Good morning, WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. Is this Elizabeth Dennison from Butternut?
Yes, it is.
Elizabeth, how about we pay back your heating bill?
That would be amazing.
Well, fantastic. $285.82. I barely got time to start the timer. So, man, thanks so much for listening here to the WIB Wake Up Show. And hopefully this is a blessing to you on a Friday morning.
Very much a blessing. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for tuning in up in Butternut. That's how easy the WIB Winter Warm-Up is.
A lot of Friday winnings on the WIB Wake Up Show from last Friday to this Friday, paying off some big heating bills.
How about that and more to come? Keep it right here on WWIB, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, WIB Radio. We are family.